Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on training data memorization. The uncomfortable truth that your LLM remembers everything it was trained on and is just waiting for the right prompt to tell the world. This isn't theoretical anymore. We've got production exploits, legal cases, and a full attack playbook for your next assessment. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The foundational research dropped in 2021 when Carlini et al. Published Extracting Training Data from Large Language Models. Demonstrating verbatim extraction of PII, URLs, and code from GPT-2. This wasn't theoretical. They recovered hundreds of memorized sequences using simple prompting techniques. The follow-up work in 2023, Extracting Training Data from ChatGPT, scaled this to production systems, extracting training data at rates orders of magnitude higher using divergence attacks. The root vulnerability lies in how neural networks learn. LLMs use gradient descent to minimize loss across training examples. But over-parameterized models have sufficient capacity to memorize rather than generalize. Key architectural factors. Model capacity versus dataset size, when parameters outnumber unique training sequences. Memorization becomes the path of least resistance. Data duplication, sequences appearing multiple times in training data are memorized at exponentially higher rates. Temperature and sampling, low temperature inference increases verbatim regurgitation probability. No inherent access control, the model cannot distinguish. This data should be protected. From, this data is fine to output. This isn't a bug. It's emergent behavior from the optimization objective itself. The model learns to predict the next token, and sometimes the most accurate prediction is the exact training sequence. Here's my take on this. Memorization isn't a flaw in the implementation. It's a fundamental property of how over-parameterized models minimize loss. You can't patch it out. You have to architect around it. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. ChatGPT divergence attack. November 2023, Google DeepMind researchers demonstrated that prompting ChatGPT to repeat words indefinitely caused it to diverge and emit training data verbatim, including PII, NSFW content, and copyrighted material. OpenAI patched within days. 2. GitHub Copilot secrets leak, 2022 ongoing. Security researchers repeatedly demonstrated Copilot reproducing API keys, passwords, and proprietary code from its training corpus. GitGuardian documented thousands of hard-coded secrets in Copilot suggestions. Microsoft acknowledged the issue but framed it as rare. 3. Samsung semiconductor incident, April 2023. Samsung engineers inadvertently fed proprietary semiconductor source code and meeting transcripts into ChatGPT. While not a direct extraction attack, this highlighted the reverse risk. Sensitive data entering training pipelines. Samsung subsequently banned ChatGPT company-wide. 4. New York Times versus OpenAI, December 2023. The Times lawsuit included exhibits showing GPT-4 reproducing near-verbatim articles, demonstrating memorization at scale in legal proceedings. This established legal precedent for memorization as copyright infringement. Here's my take on this. The Samsung incident gets all the press, but the Copilot secrets leak is the one keeping CISOs up at night. It's ongoing, systematic, and affects every developer using AI coding assistants. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes you're conducting an authorized assessment against an organization's fine-tuned LLM or custom deployment. The goal, extract memorized training data to demonstrate data leakage risk. Phase 1, reconnaissance. Identify the target model's training data sources. Check for fine-tuning documentation mentioning internal datasets, model cards or deployment notes. Employee discussions on forums about what data was used. Phase 2, Environment setup. Phase 3, membership inference boss align. First, establish whether specific sequences might be memorized using perplexity analysis. Phase 4, extraction via divergence. Use the repetition-based divergence technique. Phase 5, prefix-based extraction. If you have partial knowledge of training data format. Phase 6, evidence collection. Document all extracted sequences with timestamps, prompts used, and model identifiers. Cross-reference against known internal data sources to confirm true positives versus hallucinations. Here's my take on this. Temperature is everything. Always test at temperature equals 0.0 first. Memorized sequences surface most reliably when the model is deterministic. Then vary temperature to map the extraction probability curve. Defense playbook. Detection. Log all prompts containing repetition patterns, greater than 5 consecutive identical tokens. Monitor for low entropy outputs exceeding 200 tokens. May indicate verbatim regurgitation. Alert on prompts containing known internal data prefixes, email domains, code patterns. Prevention. Differential privacy in training. Apply DPSGD with epsilon deduplication. Remove duplicate sequences from training data. Memorization correlates exponentially with duplication. Output filtering. Implement regex-based blockers for PII patterns, API key formats, and known sensitive strings. Minimum temperature enforcement. Block temperature equals zero in production APIs. Framework mappings. OWASP LLM 06:2025, Sensitive Information Disclosure, directly addresses training data leakage. MITRE ATLAS AML. T0024, Infer Training Data Membership, covers memorization-based extraction techniques. Validation. Run the extraction techniques from the attack playbook against your model quarterly. If you can extract internal data, attackers can too. Here's my take on this. Deduplicate your training data before anything else. It's the highest ROI defense. Most memorization comes from sequences that appeared multiple times during training. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Memorization is an emergent property of overparameterized models minimizing loss. It cannot be patched out. Only architected around. Takeaway 2. The GitHub Copilot secrets leak remains an ongoing. Systematic exposure affecting millions of developers using AI coding assistance. Takeaway 3. Temperature equals 0.0 is critical for extraction testing. Deterministic inference maximizes verbatim memorization surfacing. Takeaway 4. Training data deduplication provides the highest ROI defense, as memorization correlates exponentially with sequence repetition in training. Takeaway 5. Architects must implement defense in depth starting at training time. Runtime output filtering catches obvious leaks but misses proprietary business data. That's the full picture on memorization attacks. From the Carlini papers that started it all to the divergence techniques that still work on production systems today. Remember, your model doesn't forget, it just hasn't been asked the right question yet. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.